Good morning. It's 8:22 a.m. Wednesday, June the 6th, 2018. So it's the breeze, when the breeze comes up, the breeze is really quite cool. When it's not up, it's really kind of hot. And my boots on top. And my earbuds are failing. I hope it's the earbuds and not the plug. In theory, I'm actually still recording. I hope I'm recording. But the left earbud doesn't seem to want to make any sound, so I'm not 100% sure about this. I'm going to tie my boot before I trip on it. So this morning's walk has been a bit scattershot because I usually only listen to the left earbud until I crank up music. And then I put in both buds, but the left bud didn't work. And I thought, well, that's strange. Let me reboot the phone. No, that didn't solve it. And it was only later that I realized that the right bud was actually making noise. So I don't know if it's the earbuds, if it's the plug, if it's the phone, it suddenly lost its left channel. I'll go home, I'll plug in a different set of headphones and see if that makes a difference. Ideally, that will be the answer. Ideally, I only need to replace this really ancient set of Zag headphones. It would not surprise me if the earbud has decided it's no longer going to work. I'd find that much less surprising than that there's some sort of mechanical flaw in the socket or the plug, or even more strange would be the left channel on the stereo playback. Because it's not just like Pandora, it's everything. And there's no left channel. So yeah, I've already been writing for 2 hours this morning. I've got to go home and do some more, I think. Part of it is, this morning I was getting my daily quota of Rocky Mountain Fiction writing judge duty out of the way. I've set up a schedule where I do one a day, and I'm doing the fast ones early. I'll probably try to do a second one this morning to clear the deck for some writing this afternoon. Yesterday was just a hot, nasty day. I had to take one of the kids over to therapy, and I think I mentioned the air conditioning is out in my car. So 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm sitting in a parking lot in the car with the windows rolled down, and slowly broiling in my own juices. I could have gone into the building, I suppose. I could have gone in and sat in the waiting room and read my book in air-conditioned comfort, but the chair in the car, the seat in the car, is so much more comfortable than the seat in the waiting room. In hindsight, I may have made the wrong choice, because by the time I got home, I was just completely wiped out. And I don't know if it was because of sitting in the heat for 20 minutes or if it was something else. I did get my blog updated yesterday, so there's this news on NathanLowell.com. Nothing particularly new, mostly reports of status quo and not a lot of progress. I did note that I am, or will be officially the CFO for CIFWA July 1, and published the only disclaimer I intend to make. Assume I haven't already made one somewhere. But one of the things that people seem to be really worried about was that somebody might interpret a comment I make as being representative of the board of directors or the organization or the members as a whole, when the reality of that is so foreign. Good morning. That's such a strange idea that anyone would interpret anything I post as speaking for CIFWA. There's a certain amount of awareness I need to have in terms of if I talk about publishing, if I talk about science fiction, if I talk about writing. In theory, I could see that, but it's not like I comment on the state of publishing on any kind of, well, I was going to say regular basis, but any kind of basis at all. I talk about Amazon. I talk about writers. I talk about writing. But the idea that anyone would think that I might be authorized to speak on behalf of, or in the role of CFO in public, outside of the places where my role matters, which is nowhere in public, to think that might be somehow indicative of what the organization is, or how the membership feels, or anything like that, is completely incomprehensible to me. It's completely foreign. I suppose trolls are trolls are trolls, and once it becomes a little more widely known that I'm going to be CFO, I suppose people who want to troll CIFWA will see me as an appropriate target. I think it's going to be rather disconcerting for them. And that I don't really see the need to rise to trolls. I don't usually, you know, for entertainment value, sure, you know, feed them a little bit now and again just for self-amusement. But the idea that it might be anything that A would A take seriously, or B pay any attention to whatsoever, except on those odd chance encounters where I'm amused by it. It's just, really? Do people do that stuff? Like, clearly they do. I mean, clearly they do. I run into it all the time. And I say, you know, you're an asshole. I can't. There's no argument I can make that will make you less of an asshole. Not you, listeners, but somebody who plays the troll card. They don't really want to know why or how they're being an asshole, or that I think they're an asshole. They just want me to engage in. So yeah, it's not like I'm gonna It's not like I'm gonna give them what they want. Okay, where is my breeze? Where is my breeze? There was a nice breeze. It's a little gust air, but this is gonna be a hot walk. Holy crap! Oh wow. So anyway, yeah, yesterday was actually a pretty. I felt pretty good about the work that I got done yesterday. I didn't get a lot of words into home run, but I did work all day. Perhaps what I need to do is do more days where I do work. The paperback business is still bugging me. I get that there's probably a couple dozen people out there who really, really, really need to have paperbacks. Did you say it with me? Monk Post? Oh, I snapped my hand on the edge. Ah, had a little delayed reaction. And apparently yesterday I said I'd play Monk Post. I have no idea what I'm saying anymore. I'm just walking and talking. I can marry like Christmas, I guess. Oh, a blue jay. A silent blue jay. He must have babies. Ah, there's my breeze. Cool me, breeze, cool me. Anyway, that was another thing I talked about in my blog post, was the paperback problem. And I know there's probably a couple dozen people who really, 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 really want the paperback. Because they prefer reading paper. They don't do ebooks because ebooks are something, something, something. Evil. Now the thing is, quite frequently I hear is, well, I'm too old, I look at a screen all day, the last thing I want to do is look at another screen. Alright, fine. Your life, your way, have at it. But the amount of labor involved in making a paperback book and the amount of revenue that that paperback book generates are widely, widely, widely out of line. I'll get to it. But I can't make it a priority. If I have to choose between writing to words or doing a paperback, I'm always going to pick new words. I'm always going to pick new words. Well, no, not true. Almost always. My father-in-law is one of these people who will only read paper. He doesn't understand what an ebook is. He doesn't understand. He fixates on the fact that his phone screen is too small and he's not going to buy a special device. He's not going to have a tablet because he already has a 20-year-old computer. Why would he need a tablet? And he doesn't want to sit at a computer and read a book. Well, I know, I understand that. Don't want to sit at a computer and read a book, but good money not to have to have a large print book. Why would I want to? Okay, fine. So he will bug my wife, and my wife will bug me, and I will find myself, for some inexplicable reason, completely unrelated to the fact that when he makes her life miserable, she makes my life miserable. Completely unrelated to that. I will find myself actually going back and making a paperback book out of an ebook. So I have one I can give him. I did get South Coast out finally in paper. Oh, and I made a note about signed copies. Some of you may remember back when I was actually pretty conscientious about selling signed copies off my website. And the problem that has arisen in the last 6 or 8 months is the use tax, sales tax. If I sell a book on my website, I need to collect the sales tax that applies in the place where the book is being shipped. 42 states have adopted these rules. And I used to think VAT was bad. No, this is not going to happen. If you want to buy one of my paperbacks, you buy it on Amazon. Sorry, I'm not selling them on my website. I will occasionally put them on consignment with Who Else Books and see how that works out. But yeah, no, I am not. I am not going through that. The thing is that while most states have a floor, you have to sell more than X amount of dollars, it's not uniform. So it may be $80,000 in one state, it may be $10,000 in another state, it may be $100 in a third state. With VAT, it was anything above zero. And in the case of an audit, I have to prove that I haven't sold that many books in that market. Which means I have to keep track of all of the books that I've sold to that market. And say, see, I haven't sold that many books. This is the books that I've sold. I've sold $30 worth of books. I've had to adopt $400 worth of software to keep track of it, but I sold $30 worth of books. That isn't happening. I mean, Jesus. This is lame. Pardon my French, for those of you for whom I have just blasphemed. I'm usually pretty good about not swearing or blaspheming. But for crying out loud. So Amazon collects a sales tax. Amazon deals with the states. Amazon deals with all of that stuff that I don't have to deal with. And I'm sure for the low, low price of $100 a month, I could rent an appropriate third-party shopping cart that deals with collecting, tracking, dispersing all of those. Dollars of sales tax. I'm not going to go there. That's just not. Like, I don't have enough distractions. That's not someplace I'm going to go. Morning. So, yeah, that was... They don't make it easy. I understand why they do it, but they don't make it easy. Yes, The Smuggler's Tales will be made into audiobooks next year, maybe. Still haven't got the first 10 of Fairport book back, which is good because I'll owe $2,500 to Artistic Whispers to fulfill the order for the old book and to start production on the next book. Then I have to figure out how I'm going to sell them. Can I upload my files through ACX and get them on through ACX? And will I be able to control the price through that, or do I need to do something like CD Baby? Or someplace where I can upload an audiobook and point it at Amazon so that the audiobook becomes part of my Amazon presence as well? I don't know. Probably should look into that. I'm pretty sure I could do it through ACX, but I'm not sure what that does in terms of my my pricing. So we'll have to see. One thing I did notice that has not apparently happened this morning is that the last minute, between 18 and 19 minutes in yesterday's file, was like blank. Just completely flat, other than road noises. One thing I'm pretty certain of right at the moment is that I haven't stopped talking since I turned the recorder on. And I am finally at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.